Good afternoon, Jared. It's Kyle calling from Oakview Financial. How are you today? Yeah, not too. I had it scheduled in my calendar for 1:30. Did you have it for a separate time there, Jared? Yeah, was that not what you had originally? Oh, okay, no problem. If it isn't a good time, we can also reschedule it. But I was just, yeah, if it was a mix-up, I was just going to follow up and see what that was in regards to. Did you know what time you thought it was meant to be for? Oh, the text reminder. Yeah, it is just an annual review, sorry. I was just wondering, like, what time you thought the meeting was booked for. I was just wondering what time you thought the meeting was booked for. Oh, okay. No, that's fine. If you're happy to do it now there, we can just get it all sorted and squared away now, Jared. If you've got the time for it, that's no problem at all. I do have to let you know just before we jump into it that the calls are recorded for quality and training purposes now. And then just to get stuck into that, we just have to pass through security just with that name, date of birth and current address, if that's all right. Perfect. So if you could just let me know what your current address is there, Jared, name, our full name, sorry, and date of birth. Yep. And then just your address there, sorry. Perfect. I'll get that all updated. Perfect. Just jumping into that one, I do have to let you know, Jared, we kind of beefed out the process just a little bit. So it's probably a little bit different than what you remember from previous years. But we'll just run through a few of those questions. Apologies if you answered a few of them before. And then if you want to sort of address anything or have any questions in the meantime, you can sort of stop me as we go along, if that's all right. Perfect. Has there been any change in your marital status in the last 12 months there at all, Jared? Your marital status, or are you still with your de facto partner? Yeah, no, perfect. And as far as a next of kin on file, the last one we had was Emma, and I believe that was your ex-spouse. Did you want to update that to someone different? Emma? That might just be a mix-up there. Sorry, just going off what's in front of me here. Linda, sorry. Okay, I'll get that updated. Sorry, this document's being a bit funny there. I'll close and reopen it because I think it's putting in the wrong information there. Sorry, it won't be a second there, Jared. Yeah, sorry, I'm just reopening it because it was just pre-filling it with the wrong information there. Bear with me. Perfect. Sorry, so that should be a little bit better there. Previously to that one, you're at the 95 Farrell Street, is that correct? Yeah, the previous address, sorry. Okay. I think the fact find from last year is just incorrect. So I'll just start again just from scratch, if that's right. Apologies for that one. Because, they just do the rolling ones. It just seems that it was... Okay, yeah. No, sorry. They've just obviously inputted the wrong information from last year. But I'll get that all sorted now and we'll just go from scratch. Apologies again for that one. Evan. So I'll get that one fixed up there. Perfect. So we'll just go from scratch there. But the email there, that's still the jaredwesterby@rocketmail.com. Perfect. Get all the emails. And as far as Linda, did you want Linda to be your next of kin contact? Perfect. And do you have Linda's number there by handy by any chance? I cut out just a little bit, so 0417. Yep. 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 Perfect. And do you have any current dependents at the moment there, Joe? And do they rely on you financially? What ages are they at now? Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, as financially, yeah, dependent there. Perfect. And as far as your job there, Jared, are you still doing the tire fitter work? Yep. And has that changed at all as part of like your occupational duties and that you still sort of 100% in the... Yep. Doing full-time work? Perfect. And then with that one there, I know you had a Cert 3. Have you got any other qualifications since we last spoke? Sorry, the line's just a bit bad there, Jared. Are you right to talk now there, Joe? Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. And then, so as far as that one there, 100% doing that work still, and what employer are you with now at the moment? Perfect. And the hours you do a week, do you just do the 38 hours or you do a bit of overtime in that role? 50 hours? And with that one, do you know what your base salary is versus like with the overtime? Sorry, it's just a bit quiet there. Did you say 1,000 a week, was it? And then do you know what you take home at the end of the year as sort of your total income, like as an annual sort of amount? Yeah, perfect. And are you dealing with any hazardous materials at the moment, apart from like just, you know, obviously the machine equipment in the shop? Perfect. And how long have you been doing that work there? Sorry, Jared. And like with Bridgestone itself? And industry as a whole, do you reckon a bit longer than that? Perfect. And then, are you doing any salary sacrifice at the moment or any other contributions to your super? No, that's fine. And as far as like your savings per week versus like your outgoings, do you know roughly what you're sort of spending versus what you're bringing in? Do you sort of have an amount you're maybe or putting away in savings each week? Perfect. And then with your work, you don't currently have like any sort of contracts or enterprise bargaining agreements that you work under, just a general employment contract? Yeah, perfect. And I'll just get some updated assets and liabilities there, Jared. So just because of the whole issue with the workbook there, I'll kind of start from scratch. I know you had a house the last time you spoke with us there. Do you still have the primary residence? Are you currently renting or? Oh, okay, yeah. And what is the house worth now that you're in there? Yep. And does that one have a mortgage owing it at all? 60, perfect. And as far as like, your car there as well, is that under your name or is that like a business car? No, that's fine there. And then that's all paid through the business, like as a fringe benefit, you don't pay anything towards that one? And as far as any, do you have like any sort of caravans, boats, or anything like that? Okay. And then how much was that one worth, do you reckon? Sorry, cut out just a little bit there, Jared. Sorry, what was that? Oh, yeah. And is there anything going on that one? No problem. And as far as anything else, do you have like any sort of savings in the bank, if you don't mind me asking, like in an offset account or just in a regular savings account? Yep. And do you have a bit in savings as well? Do you run everything out of the offset? Yep. Perfect. And as far as anything else that I sort of haven't mentioned, anything else, nothing hiding out the back, no Mona Lisas? Yeah, heavy. And then, sorry, these ones are a bit left field there, Jared, but as I said, they beefed out just the workbook just a little bit. But in saying that, have you ever declared bankruptcy or entered a Part 9 debt agreement? Heavy. And still currently smoking on smoker or...? Perfect. And not smoked in the past either? Perfect. And as far as your health though for the year, it's been pretty good or? Perfect. So no unexpected injuries or anything? And not taking any medications for anything currently? Perfect. And do you have private health cover at the moment, Joe? Perfect. And then in regards to a will, have you managed to get a will updated and sorted or still currently no will? Yep. And is that something you're looking to get done or? Because we obviously can't draw up the wills because we're not solicitors or lawyers, but we can send you some information just from a local lawyer. It's like just an information pamphlet on wills and estates and their general pricing. In no way do you have to use their service. We don't get anything if you do or don't. Yep. And then with that one there, you can also have, you know, your power of attorneys and, you know, advanced health directors and things like that. But a lawyer can help you set up all of those. But if you have any general questions, once you sort of talk with one, you can always give us a call as well. This is also another left field question there, Jared, but you're not a politically exposed person or a tax resident for any other country at the moment? Maybe. And then as far as getting some goals sorted for the year. Is there anything that you're trying to work towards at the moment that you sort of haven't previously told us about, or something that, you know, in the next sort of 12 months you want to achieve? Not any holiday plans or anything like that that you're trying to sort of... Yeah, is that all planned, or is it something you're just starting to plan, or... And when do you head off for that one? I'll track that down just as a little goal. I'm sure you're managing that yourself well, sort of paying for everything as you go and planning it. So we won't sort of do anything for that one. But anything else? Are you sort of just focusing on paying down that mortgage, or... And then with that one, are you sort of just going to have that as a rental in the granny flat, or? Okay, so is that an investment property and a granny flat that are sitting vacant? Oh, okay. And is that like subdivided at all, or is it still considered like the one property? Okay. But that's sort of into the value of that 1.5 of your primary residence. That includes the value of the granny flat as well. Yeah. The one still. Yeah, no, that's fine. Perfect. So, and getting a renter in there. Perfect. Any other sort of goals that you're working towards at the moment? No, that's fine. We can sort of just leave it alone. But I'll sort of touch on your super there as well. But have you had sort of a look at your super recently, or any ideas of like what's going on with that? Any sort of goals in relation to that one at all? Yeah. Yep. Obviously, yeah, sort of every time Trump's playing around, you probably want to have a little squiz, see how it's affecting your super. Yeah, so with that one there, you're happy how it's going? You're happy with the active sort of investment there? Do you have like any questions or... Yeah. I think so. Your main goal there is probably just to make sure it's still growing for you. Nothing sort of major. Yeah. I think, and then in regards to your insurances there, you've got a nice retail cover policy with that one. Have you sort of, you're happy with that level of cover that you do have? Is that something you want reviewed at all? Your life insurance there, and your... Yeah, so each year it kind of CPIs up. So with that one, you're around the 1,165,000-ish mark for life and total permanent disability covers. And then you've also got your income protection there as well. So obviously with your level of debt, you don't carry that much, because obviously it's just that mortgage value, which once you take the offset into account, you've probably only got about 60,000 in debt, if that sounds correct. Yeah, so with that one, like realistic... Oh, yeah, so... Yeah. So that's, it keeps that interest rate down. But in saying that, your level of debt is okay. Yeah. So yeah, in saying that as well, you're covered for over $1 million worth of cover. So you know, realistically, you know, you might not need as much, just due to the fact that, you know, if something were to sort of go bad, you've got your sort of savings there sitting in that offset account. In addition, you know, because once that, if that were to pay out, if you were never able to work again, you know, you've got still 1.1 million in sort of income replacement there as well, But as long as you're happy paying that premium, it can stay there. So it is getting a little up there just for the amount of cover you do have. It's around $4,000 a year with a little sort of rebate. Are you still comfortable with that level of cover and the price you pay, or is that something you want to have a look at all? With your life and total permanent disability income protection, it's around $4,000 annually as that sort of premium for that one in the event that anything did happen and you claimed on that policy. Yeah, yeah, it's not out of pocket or anything like that. So like as you do get older, it does like obviously creep up in price. So with that, you know, each year you do pay a little bit more. That's why I sort of just wanted to double check and make sure you're still happy with your level of cover. We could look at reducing it just a tiny bit, just given your level of debt. But, you know, that's to say if you wanted it to or not, if you're happy with how much you're covered for and the price you pay. Yep, no, that's no problem at all. So you're happy that like it just covers all your debts and then you've got enough there to sort of set your family up if anything were to happen to you? So next thing I'll jump into there as well there is just into, bear with me, sorry, the risk profile, just to make sure everything's, bear with me, up to date, and then we're happy with how you're invested within your super. So I'll just bring that one up quickly. So it's just taking a second to load up. So with that one there, it's just those sort of risk profile questionnaires you've answered previously, but you haven't invested any direct shares at all in the past year there, Joe? Yep, can you hear me, sorry? You haven't invested in any direct shares previously, have you? Perfect. And then that sort of investment time frame that you're working with there, Jared, are you still sort of investing for that 10 plus years? Yeah, perfect. And then with inflation, obviously money's worth that little bit less and you sort of need to take on a little bit of risk to outpace that inflation. Are you happy taking on that sort of higher amount of risk, or would you say it's more moderate? And then if you were to invest in something and then say you put like $1,000 into, you know, the top 200 companies in Australia and then 6 months down the track it dropped by 20% just because of like the general trends in the market, how do you think you'd react to that? Do you reckon you'd just sell it to get rid of it, maybe put a little bit more in for growth, or just hold it and see what happens? Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so in saying that, you know, no one's got the crystal ball. It can obviously, you know, go up and down. So it's, yeah, a bit hard to tell. But and then with your return, have you thought about, like, what you're sort of looking to get out of your super at all as far as a return? Do you know what percentage you'd sort of be happy with year on year if you were getting it? So if you're getting like 6 to 8%, you'd be happy per year, or do you reckon 8% and above, you know, go for gold? Like a percentage return out of your super, you know, like the return you get. Do you reckon you'd be happy if you're getting like sort of 6 to 8%, or, you know, you're aiming for like 8% and above out of your returns? Yeah. Yeah, no problem. And then as far as your super is concerned, you know, things like COVID where it did take a bit of a dip, Did that make you a bit concerned at all? Did you watch it much? Yeah. So, yeah, not too concerned, but still a little bit cautious with what was happening. Yep. And then as far as borrowed money, I know you've got the house and somewhat of an investment with the granny flat, but would you ever put borrowed money into anything a bit riskier, like shares or any sort of managed funds, you know, something like that? Or would property sort of be where you sort of draw the line? Yeah, Yeah, no, that's it. So that sort of margin lending, it's sort of a double-edged sword with like how it goes up and down. Yeah, so completely understandable. So with that one there, Jared, it does bring you out to a growth investor. So with that one there, it's about the 80-20 split, about 80% invested in the market, about 20% defensive. So in saying that 80% invested, it's like things like, you know, the shares, the property, and then the 20% is more like the fixed interest cash, those sort of ones that are a little bit more defensive when the market dips, you know, like I said, those fluctuations, they don't get affected as much as those more growth investments do. Yeah, in saying, are you happy with that level of exposure in your portfolio? You don't want to look at changing anything? You're happy to continue with your growth portfolio? Perfect. And then what I'll do there is I'll just quickly, if you've pulled up from driving, we can have a look at it together. If not, I can kind of just run through it quickly there for you, Jared, and then you can have a look when you get time. What was that, sir? Yeah, I'll email it to you there so you have the copy. You can bring it up on your phone if you're not driving, but if you are, you can just look at it when you get home. This will be okay. This will just be going to the Jared Westby at Rocket email or rocketmail.com. And it'll just be a 12-month report, a few other documents, and I'll run through those all together with you. So that should be there shortly. May just take a second to load up there for you. Has that one come up there yet, Joan? Yeah, you'll be able to view it. Will try and prompt you through just to sign it, but we'll just, yeah, if you just go in, click review the documents and accept the electronic signatures, you can just review the documents and have a look at it first. Just have a look. It says it's sent on my end. I'll just have a double look. And I'll just confirm it is Jared Westerby at rocketmail.com. No AU or anything. Yeah. Potentially, yeah, maybe. Not too sure why that's not come. I'm not too sure why that's not coming up for you. Just do you want me to just sort of run through the documents and then we can, if wait for, yeah, no problem. And I'll just double check is. the email lines up with what I've got on file. It's spelled the same. Yeah, it says it's been sent. It says it's waiting on you to view it. It just might be that you're, because the documents are a little bit large, it sort of might take a second. Yeah, well, there's probably about a dozen or so documents just in there, but it's in like the one DocuSign. So it just may take a bit to come through. But when it does come through there, Jared, you'll be able to see just a summary of your superannuation and insurances. So that's that encompassed. Yeah, okay. If it doesn't come through by tonight, just give us a ring back. We'll like resend it, but it should come through just given the fact that it says that it's sent and delivered. And well, it's like it comes through as a DocuSign link, but sometimes the link itself takes, yeah, sometimes the link itself takes a little bit. Yeah, so once that does come through, you'll be able to click on it to review these documents, but you'll be able to see a summary of superannuation insurance. As I said, the premium's getting up there just a tad. But if whatever you want to review that, you can always just give us a call as well, and we can have a look at that, look at reducing the level of cover you have. As long as you're comfortable with that currently, we can leave it as is. The one you're probably more interested in is just your return for the year. So given that, you'll be able to see your Hub 24. Oh, it did come through. I'll wait for you to open that one up there. So, yeah, try and prompt you through to sign everything, but we'll just run through it if you get to the first page there. So that one's just, it's just for, to sort of illustrate. Some people just like the visual representation more. With that one, that's just a Vanguard index chart. So that just shows the 30 years. So with yours, the blue one shows your performance from your portfolio. If you can. So with that one, that Vanguard index chart, that's just, it just highlights the markets as a whole with the different areas, just to show you sort of over a 30-year period, those high growth assets. So the 80% that is invested in your portfolio, that's what gets that growth out of your assets. And that blue and below, that's your more defensive portions, you know, your cash Australian bonds. But if you go to your Hub 24 performance internal rate of return, you can see your portfolio. And then on the bottom line, you'll be able to see... Hey, where you started, so you're around 96,000 at the start of the last sort of 12 months, so 12 months ago. And then with that, you did about, you know, 11,000 worth of your contributions. You've had your insurance premiums come out, RFEs and like investment costs. And then after that, you've had around 13,000 in total earnings. So that puts you around 11.09% in growth for this year, which is quite a good year. Yeah, so quite a good return. A lot of that's contributing from, like, you know, your gold. Gold did quite well with, you know, the conflict in the Middle East and things like that. People go back to that hard currency just a little bit. Benelong is one of the, yeah, one of the managed funds there that should be doing a bit better than it is. But in saying that, it just, you know, with what happened with, you know, Trump and the conflict over there, it didn't do too well. They obviously, hopefully it comes back around. But in saying that, if you're happy with your current investments, we can just leave it for another 12 months if you want them reviewed at all. Given that as a whole, your portfolio has done quite well. But if Benelong hasn't come back sort of next year as well, we'd definitely look at sort of changing that out for something else, just with how sort of inconsistent it's been for a managed fund. You pay a little bit more for those investments. You expect them to do a little bit better than what it has. Yeah, so if you're comfortable, we can leave it for now, just in the hopes that it comes back, because the rest of the portfolio is kind of pulling its weight. But in saying that, yeah, if the next sort of, even if you want to do like a 6-month follow-up, we can sort of do that, see where it's tracking. Otherwise, a 6-month track-up, yeah, no problem. Because, yeah, if it hasn't done too much by then, we can definitely look at just doing an investment update. Have you had any issues with Hub 24 themselves? Are you happy with the platform and when you're logging in? Okay, do you want a password reset to be sent out to you? Because I know they updated their like third party authenticator. They added it to it. So some people have been struggling to get back in with their old password. Yeah. So we can just get them to send your password reset link and you can just do that again to reset up. So I'll get the team to send out just a password reset. So hopefully, because they did update their security systems, it did lock a few people out, and they've had to reset their password. So I can get that sent back out to you. Just while we're on the topic of, you know, super and any super as well, you've got Linda as your beneficiary on both your insurance and your super. I'm assuming you're still happy with that nomination. Yeah, perfect. Just with the insurance one, because it's binding lapsing, it will expire in 2027. So once we hit that mark, you got a few years yet, but once it gets to there, we'll just have to update that one just so that doesn't lapse and you've got no nomination sitting there, if that's all right. Perfect. And as I said, yeah, that Vanguard index chart just shows over like a 30-year period, those growth assets getting that higher return. Say if you were in all, you know, cash or Australian bonds just over the long term, you definitely don't get the growth out of it like you do in those other asset classes, even though, you know, things like the recessions and wars tend to make those dip quite heavily. You've got, you know, the time until retirement to be able to weather those dips in the market, you know, given that you're only sort of 40, 47 now, turning probably 48, you've got the time to weather those dips in the market. And you can, yeah, come back and obviously hopefully get a bit more growth out of your super in that time. Perfect. The next one there is just your Encompass certificate of currency. It's just a bit more on those insurance covers you do have. They're all like the link policy. With your income protection, it's just that 90-day wait. I'm assuming that they went with that one just because of the level of savings you do have. So with that, you know, if you, something were to happen, you just had to wait that 90 days. But good thing for you, you got a little bit of money in that offset account. Not that you want to use it, but worst sort of case scenario, it's what we call self-insurance, you know, working towards having a bit more money outside of super to protect yourself in the event that anything happens as well. The next one you've been see there, Jared, is just your fee disclosure statement. So this one here just highlights the services you have access to. In addition to that one as well, you just have the amount you did pay for the year as a part of that ongoing service. So that was around 1800, and it'd be just a tiny bit more next year projected just because they predict your balance to continue to grow. But in saying that, it goes up and down with the markets just because it is that percentage base. But do you have any questions in regards to that at all? Do you have any questions in regards to that document at all? It's the one after the Encompass certificate. Which one are you on there, sir? Oh, I think you might have gone just a little bit too far. It was just the one before that, if you're on the financial services guide. Yeah, so the one before that's just your fee disclosure statement that has those services and just the fee you did pay for the last 12 months and what's predicted for the next 12 months. Yeah, it was the one just before the financial services guide. Your insurance cover? Yeah. So that one there is a service you provide, and then a few pages down from that's the actual amount you did pay as a part of that ongoing service agreement. Yeah, so with those, there are a few signatures over the place, but I'll run through the rest of the documents there as well, Jared. Yep. So yeah, as I said, you've got the financial services guy there as well, which you're kind of going through. Not much in that regard has changed. You do have just the most up-to-date copy with that one. So With that, obviously, a few things change in the business, so they just get you an updated copy. But if you have any questions in regards to that, you can always give us a call or an email. The next one there is just, after that one, will be your consent to ongoing fee arrangement. So if you're happy to stay on for the next 12 months, that's just the form that allows us to do that. Now, in saying that, it's not a lock-in contract there, so there's a bit of peace of mind in that as well, Jared. It is, you know, charged monthly, the fee as well. And it's just got the estimate for the 12 months of what that might look like as regards to a price. But yeah, that just allows you to stay on for the next 12 months if you're happy with the service and want to stay on. And then the one after that is just a tax file opt-in form. So with that one there, we obviously store your tax file number on file for, you know, applications and things like that, and just for, you know, compliance purposes. This is just an updated document to store that one. So when we have it, when putting on applications, we don't have to keep it on the application. It just stays on this one document and it gets redacted off all the other forms, if that makes sense. Yeah, perfect. And then the last one in the regards to those documents is just a lost super research form. So with that one there, Jared, we just send that off to the ATO. And then if they've got any lost super out there in your name that you're like previously unaware from other jobs or things like that, it may come back with nothing. It may come back there with just a random fund. You did that on MyGov, did you? Yeah, okay. We're saying it's basically the same thing. We just do it as like a bit of a compliance tick-off point to make sure. So once it's signed, you don't have to do anything. It just goes off and it might come back with 6 months and it'll say no funds open, but just means that we're 100% sure that you don't have anything else out there. Perfect. But do you have any questions in regards to any of that there, Jared? Perfect. Anything that you want to have a chat about that we didn't really address this afternoon? Pretty happy with everything, apart from the mix-up at the start. Yeah. Yeah, I'll get the team to send you a password reset. It may sort of take them either later this afternoon or maybe tomorrow to get that out to you, but just keep an eye on your inbox. It'll come back from Hub there. You just go and reset your password. It might even try and prompt you to set up some sort of authenticator as well as a bit of next step security. But in saying that, that's kind of with Hub, we just request that they get that sent to you and then you'll be able to log in and have a look at things and track it every sort of so often. Perfect. So nothing else you want to touch on today there, Jared? Perfect. The number's always open there as well. If ever you didn't have any questions, if ever, you know, your spouse wanted to have a little chat there as well, number's always there. Even any friends or family as well, the consultation's always free until the point that anyone were to come on. It's just sort of a little sort of good grace. There's no one. So with that, yeah, if it's sort of just if she wants her super and insurance looked at, you know, anything above 20,000, they can definitely just have a look. And they might not be paying sort of super on that, depending on what the contract arrangement is and things like that. Yeah, it's just uncertain. It depends what like your contract is. Say sometimes, you know, they do like you're contracted 10 hours. That's what they pay you super for. And then the rest is considered like an overtime, which isn't technically a super contribution amount on those sort of. Yeah, it just sort of. But yeah, you're right. You will get some sort of super. It just sort of depends on how much. But even saying that, if Linda did ever want to sort of, if you have a chat with her and she does even want to have a look at it, it doesn't cost anything to have a look at it anyway. She doesn't have to come on board. Sometimes it might even be as simple as we'll have a look and see what, you know, she's invested in. Just give her some general information if she wants to update a few things herself. But, you know, that's all part of the service there as well, Jared. You can take advantage of. And sort of when the kids get a little bit older, if they want to even just have a chat and things like that, or if you want to start looking at setting some things up for them in the future, in the next sort of few years and stuff as well, it's definitely something we can have the conversation around. Perfect. Well, I won't keep you any longer there, Jared. Sorry for the mix-up before. It just must have been an issue with the workbook. Yeah, they're okay. You must have saved this in the phone there. Yeah, generally they sent the text reminder. Generally they set the text reminder as well. We've been having a bit of yeah. Yeah, I think we've been having a bit of issues with that service because it is like we manually input it and then it goes out like automatically. It's not something yeah that on yeah. So we manually put into that service and then they just send it off on the set time. But we've been having issues with it not coming out. So yeah, that's probably I know they might need to find a new provider with that one because yeah, it's just we put in the details and it's meant to send you that text at the time they put in. But yeah. Some of those just haven't been coming through, unfortunately. Perfect. Well, I'll book you down for just a 6-month catch up there, Jared, and then we'll sort of touch base. We'll just have a look at those investments again, see if you want anything looked at from that as well. Yeah, for your level of exposure in a growth portfolio, getting that as a return is actually really good because you got that lower amount of risk. Normally, that's on par with like a high growth portfolio, which is about sort of 10% more invested. So it's about the 90-10 split. So the fact that you're getting that out of a growth portfolio at the moment, sort of why I'm sort of hesitant. Yeah, and in saying that as well, like it sort of depends, like some of them are a little bit more index, some like you still got your managed funds in there as well. It just depends on like the weightings as well. So it's not that it's more risky investments, it's just there's a little bit more invested in the growth assets versus the defensive portion. Yeah, so saying like, yeah, your high growth versus your growth, it's not like you're going to a whole different asset class. The investment philosophy sort of stays throughout. You're just a little bit more invested, if that makes sense as well. Perfect. But yeah, your portfolio is sort of doing like great, even with the Bennelong not doing too fantastic. So we'll keep an eye on it, but you can't complain too much with the 11% really. Perfect. Well, I'll let you get back to it, Jared. Any point, feel free to give us a ring, but otherwise I'll let you get back to it. Enjoy the rest of your arvo. No problem. Bye now.